بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وجل شأن الله سبحانه وتعالى في هذا الشيء تدن تلين دوت تفسكين جزء من دخول القرآن. In those few days, many different incidents and narrations which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions for us. But as we know, tonight is Sunday night. So we can't do one complete story at one time, just because they are quite lengthy. Allah mentions about the people of Ashab al-Kahf, the people of the cave. Then towards the end, Allah Ta'ala mentions about Musa alayhi salam when he goes to look for Khidr alayhi salatu salam. So all of those, inshallah, when we have time, we will do that. So what we have recited tonight, وَلَقَدَ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah says that undoubtedly we have given the human being كَرَّمْنَا, we have given the human being status. We have elevated his status. We have elevated the status of a human. Respected elders and friends, any person who degrades somebody, who tries to degrade or disgrace somebody, sometime in his life Allah Ta'ala is going to turn it on him. Because Allah says, we gave man status, you try to take that status away because you think you are better than the person, or because of some other aspect which Allah has given you better in your life, and you disgrace somebody else, time is going to come when it's going to happen to you somehow or the other. Why? Because you have gone against the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give every person in your life respect. Whether you have more than them, or you're in a better position than them, or you have iman and they don't, whatever the case might be, give another person respect. Why? Because Allah says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. It even goes to as far as we did this in the class when you were doing the ghusl, right? Even till that point, when you are going to wash the dead body of your Muslim brother, then do it in such a way which has got ikram, which has got respect and honor. The purpose, this is what we learned while we were doing the ghusl, or the class on the ghusl. I'm sure, I don't know, Mulana and Sandam are going to run another one. If they do, then the brothers must take advantage of the opportunity, right? The purpose of doing the ghusl of a mayat and then covering the body and putting the atar on the body and all of those stuff that needs to be done is so that whoever comes to attend that mayat will see that person died in a good condition. So that you give that dead person respect and honor. Why? Because Allah Rabbul Izzah said, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. He had given mankind respect and honor. فَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. We carried them, we have given them means and mode of transport to go فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, on the sea and also in the desert. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. We have given them of the good things as far as rizq and sustenance is concerned. Everything that is not good, not tayyib, Allah Ta'ala has made it haram for us. Allah has made it haram for us. Anything that is harmful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it harmful, has made it haram for us. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. And we gave them status above a lot, above many of our creation that we have created. We have given them a numerous, a great amount of status. When the Muslim does what he's supposed to do, Allah Ta'ala brings conditions the way they want and what is beneficial. When the Muslim does stuff which is against what he's supposed to do, Allah brings down conditions which is harmful for everybody. Allah says, now coming back to what we spoke about two nights ago. We mentioned about the soul is going away and then it is placed back in the qabr. Right? Allah says, yo, the whole explanation of how the person come out of the qabr, that is in Surah Yasin. If you remind me that time, then I will explain to you. Right? So it is on you to remind me that night. I must explain to you how the person will come out of the qabr. That is in the Quran. So we'll explain. Right? But the recital of it is that side, so we'll get the insight. But Allah says, يَوْمَ نَدْعُو, on that day when we will call, كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ, every group of people بِإِمَامِهِمْ, by the Imam. But it is not that. Nabi alayhi salam will come and all his ummah will follow. Then a Nabi will come and all his ummah will follow. That is what is meant by the imamihim. The Nabi of Allah will come, he will come forth first, and all of us will be questioned after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been brought forward. That is why Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that the first ummah that will be brought in front of Allah will be this ummah, and they will be the first to be granted entry into Jannah. Shallahu wa sallam wa sallam. فَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ, whoever from amongst that group will be given the book of deeds in their right hand, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُمْ, they are such who they are going to start reading their books in front of everybody else. Today Allah says, don't tell a person you are giving sadaqah. On that day you will stand up and you will say, I gave so much money in sadaqah. You will be able to say the figure. Record it. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُمْ, they will read the books. وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا, and Allah says that you will not oppress them by an iota. Nothing. Nobody will be oppressed with nothing. Everything that you did will be written there. Everything that you did will be written there. And Allah says, وَمَنْ كَانَ فِي هَذِهِ أَعْمَى, that person who is blind in this world, he doesn't see the ayat of Allah, he doesn't see the signs, he doesn't see anything right. فَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ أَعْمَى, he's going to be blind like that in the hereafter. Not physically blind, he will be spiritually. If you're spiritually blind now, you will be spiritually blind then. وَأَضَلُّ سَبِيلًا, the only thing is in the akhirah, he will be more off track than what he was on the face of the earth. So respected brothers and friends, let us try and use this time of ours to make ibadah of Allah and to make a lot of istighfar. That is the most important thing for now. To make a lot of istighfar. Ask Allah for forgiveness in abundance. Inshallah, give us to take a